Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Horios. Today we will be learning Mishnah's Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel tells us, "En chayavim ela ahelam davar im shkagas maisa." That when it comes to these rules about mistaken errors and judgment and people acting based on them, that nobody brings a carbon unless the situation is that the matter was concealed from the people making the ruling and that the people who acted on it did so by accident. V'chein HaMashiach. And the same rule that applies to the Sanhedrin in this matter also applies to the anointed Kohen who makes a ruling for himself. And similarly, when it comes to idolatry, that he would only be chayev when it comes to ruling in error because the matter was concealed and then acting based on the erroneous ruling. And the Sanhedrin is only liable if they make a ruling in something that, if done intentionally, would have a penalty of kares, which is spiritual excision, and if it's done unintentionally, would be a chatas, a sin offering. V'chein HaMashiach. And again, the same law applies to the Kohen Gadol. V'lo b'avodah zarah, ad shiyoru al davar shezidono kares, v'shigaso chatas. And similarly, when it comes to idolatry, which again we said is a mitzvah in a different parsha, that they would only be liable if they ruled in a matter that would be kares if done intentionally, and a chatas if done unintentionally. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Ein chayavin ela al ha'elam davar. They're only liable if something is concealed from them. Based in Shaharu Letzibur al echas mikol ha'mitzvos, if the Sanhedrin rules for the people on one of the mitzvos, en chayavim lahavi par ha'elam davar shel tzibur, ela al ha'elam davar sheshagagu b'hara v'nela mehen hadin. So they would only be liable to bring this sacrifice for the matter concealed from them for the people if they ruled erroneously and the truth of the matter was concealed from them. Im shkagas maisa, and it has to be with acting unintentionally. V'shagagu rov hatzibor v'asu maisa alpihem, and it has to be that the majority of the people were misled and acted according to this erroneous ruling. Diksiv yishgu v'nelam davar, says they acted unintentionally and the matter was concealed from them. Shagagas maisa v'nelam davar, so it's both of these aspects. It has to be acting unintentionally and it has to be that the matter is concealed from them. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same rule applies to the Kohen Gadol. V'chein Kohen Gadol HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. This law also applies to a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the special anointing oil. As we said, that was only in the first temple, as opposed to the Merubah Begadim. The ones in the second temple didn't have the anointing oil. They only increased to the number of garments that were worn by the Kohen Gadol. So the anointed Kohen, eno chayev karbon, he would not be obligated to bring a sacrifice, chiyela mimenu hadin, until the matter is concealed from him, he just doesn't know the true judgment, v'yasehu atzmo maisa b'shogeg al pi hora shechishev, and he himself acts according to the judgment that he made, dechsev, because the Torah tells us, la'ashmas ha'am, for the guilt of the nation, melamed shehamashiach ke'am. So we see that the Kohen Gadol is like the nation in this matter, or like the Sanhedrin. U'ba'avodah zarah, ein chayavin, and when it comes to idolatry, they are not liable. Shebeist in sheshagu b'horas ba'avodah zarah, chayavin par v'se'ir. And the Sanhedrin that makes an error in judgment when it comes to idolatry has to bring both a bull and a goat. Ein chayavim el al ha'elam davar im shkagas maisa. They're not liable unless there is a matter concealed and acting unintentionally. Kishar kol ha'mitzvos, just like all the other mitzvos. Ein chayavim el al davar shezidono kares v'yashgagaso chatas. And they're only liable if they rule on something that would be kares if done intentionally, or a chatas, a sin offering if done unintentionally. Shekol ha'kriso sheba Torah hein shloshim v'sheish. There are 36 mitzvahs that violating them would be a penalty of kares in the Torah. V'al kulon chayavin al shkagaso chatas, and for all of them, if you do them unintentionally, the penalty would be a sin offering. Chutz mechamesh shebehen she'ein chayavim al shkagaso chatas. And then there are five that are an exception to this rule, and for those five, if done unintentionally, there would not be a carbon chattas. And it's a rather long piece. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to give a couple of high points. Mila of a carbon Pesach, circumcision and the Passover sacrifice. Lefi shehein mitzvos aseh, because these are positive mitzvos. They're the only positive mitzvos for violating which one could get kares. Afal pi sheyeshal zedono kares, ein chayavin al shkagaso chatas. Even though one could get kares for willfully violating them, one would not have to bring a sacrifice, a carbon chatas, if they violated them unintentionally. And skipping a bit, utumas mikdash ukadshav, the impurity of the temple and its vessels, ein chayavin al shkigasan el a carbon olav yored ha'amor beveyikra. One would not bring a carbon chatas for that. They would bring a carbon olav yored, one of variable value, as is discussed in Vayikra. So skipping a bit more, nimtzu kol hamitzvos shebeizdin v'kohen ha-mashiach mevin alehen karban shloshim ve'echad mitzvos shechayavim al zedono kares v'yashkigasan chatas kavua. So excluding the five exceptions, which have a penalty of kares but do not have a chatas if they're done unintentionally, that leaves 31 mitzvos that if the beizdin makes a ruling, or if the Kohen Gadol makes a ruling and people act according to it and it's wrong, then there are 31 areas in which they would have to bring this karban. Those are the 31 areas that have both kares for intentional violation and a fixed karban chatas, as opposed to the olav yored that would be done if they acted unintentionally. Mishnah Dalet. Ein chayavin al aseh v'al lo saseh shebamikdash. One would not be liable, or the Sanhedrin specifically would not be liable, although it also applies to the Kohen Gadol, regarding a positive or a negative commandment referring to the temple. V'ein mevi'in asham taloi, and one would not bring a doubtful sacrifice, a guilt offering that's a questionable act, al aseh v'al lo saseh shebamikdash, for a positive or a negative act involving the temple. But they would be obligated for both positive and negative acts involving nida, the relationship with a menstrual woman. And similarly, one would have to bring one of these conditional guilt offerings if he's not sure about violating one of these laws when it comes to a woman during the time of her menstrual cycle. Ezohi mitzvah aseh shebanida, and what is the positive mitzvah when it comes to nida? Parosh min hanida, to separate from the nida. Umitzvahs lo saseh, and what's the negative mitzvah? Lo sava el hanida, don't draw near the nida. So there's a positive and a negative, either of which could cause them to have to bring such a sacrifice. Bart Nuro. Now remember, in the previous Mishnah, in the Bar Nuro, we discussed how one would not bring a fixed carbon chatas for such a violation. That's why I read that portion of the Bar Nuro. So now we see it in action, that it has a practical ramification. Beis Din Shaharu v'ta'u b'tumas mikdash u'kadshav. If the Beis Din made a ruling, the Sanhedrin said something improper when it came to causing defilement in the temple, en mechayovin lahavi carbon tzibur, they would not have to bring the sacrifice for misleading the people. Ala seishab mikdash, not for a positive matter when it comes to the temple. Kagon shenitma b'mikdash, for example, if somebody became impure while he was in the temple, shemitzvah lo laseis b'ktsara, that it's a mitzvah that he has to leave by the shortest means possible. V'im shaha v'yetze ba'arucha chayev kares. And if he pauses, he waits, he delays and goes by a longer path, if he intentionally takes the long way out, then he is liable to kares because he's prolonging impurity in the temple. U'beizdin shahorulo letzeis ba'arucha ein chayavin karban. And if the Sanhedrin were to tell him that he should take the longer path, they would not be liable to bring this karban for an improper ruling, lefi she'ein ashkagazu karban chatas. Because if this was done unintentionally, a person would not bring a sin offering. Klomar, yachid she'ta'a v'shagag bazu, namely that an individual who made a mistake in this matter, v'yotze ba'arucha eno chayev chatas kavua, that if a person did that by accident, he would not have to bring a fixed karban chatas. ela carbon olaviyored, but rather he would bring a variable carbon. So because it doesn't have a chatas kavua, a fixed carbon chatas, then if Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling, they do not bring the bull for misleading the people. V'lo saseh shebamikdash, an example of the negative commandments involving the temple, shlo yikanes lemikdash betuma, that one should not enter the temple in a state of impurity. V'ein mevi'in asham toloi, etc. One doesn't bring the doubtful sacrifice when it comes to the temple. Shekol davar shechayavin ashgaso chatas kvua, mevi'in al lohoda shelo asham toloi. That anything for which a person has to bring for an unintentional violation a carbon chatas, a fixed chatas, he would bring for the doubtful violation the asham toloi. Betumas mikdash haol ve'ein chayavin ashgaso chatas, and since violating the purity of the temple would not cause him to bring a chatas if done unintentionally, enu mevi'in al lohoda shelo asham toloi. Therefore, in the doubtful case, he would not bring the asham toloi. Let's stop here, and tomorrow we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.